Katie Carter is the producer of Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. She joins us now from downtown Bemidji. Katie, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
So, Katie, not only will you be telling us about all of the amazing events in Bemidji this evening and through the weekend, but there's an offer on the table from our friend Diamond. Is that right?
There is an offer on the table. So Diamond, we know Diamond well here at the station. She's a volunteer and she's an artist. She designed the green cheese t-shirts that have gone like hotcakes that have Sasquatch on them. And she also designed a huge mural in Grand Rapids at the new brewery as well. So her work is out there. And she is teaching a 4-part series portrait drawing class at Headwaters School of Music and Art in Bemidji, in downtown Bemidji. So it's a 4-part series. It starts this coming Tuesday. It's 2 hours each night, each Tuesday. For the next 4 Tuesdays, she's offering 2 spots at her series with a contribution of $10 a month or more to KAXE, KBXE. So that's her way of giving some incentive to become a member. And it works out great on a first Friday because we're talking arts. And she actually says no matter where someone's coming into her class, totally beginner, don't know what the heck you're doing, or somebody who's been doing portraits for a while, she's confident she can take somebody from whatever level they're at and take them beyond where they thought they could go. So
wow,
that's
so,
on the table.
So someone who pledges 800-662-5799, they can also pledge online, kexe.org. I bet they could call you there, 218-
Absolutely.
333-9005. And it's kind of a way, you know, something that someone maybe always meant to do, which is learn to make art yourself. This is a great way to jump into it and also support Northern Community Radio that supports artists. So give us a call right now, 800-662-5799. So
thing you know, I'll probably add that person to our list of shows going on first Fridays.
You are right. anything going on in Bemidji tonight, Katie?
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. I'll try to hit some highlights. Talking about Headwaters School, tonight they're featuring artist Shannon Lucas Westrum. She is a basket weaver and weaver of all kinds of things. And she'll be having her show. She's from 4 to 6 o'clock, so she'll have her baskets there and other functional woven products. And Shannon's been to some pretty phenomenal efforts. There's a great show called the American Craft Fair in Minneapolis, and she was invited there last year, and she's been invited back for the coming year. So she's top notch. I would definitely encourage people to check that out. She's going to be at the Headwaters School from 4 to 6, and they're going to open their Friday coffee house, their first Friday coffee house, from 7 to 10 at Headwaters School. I also want to make sure people check out the show at the Bemidji Library this month. It's going to be a show by Alice Blessing. And it's called The New Rules of Femininity, a show for my daughter. Alice is a portrait painter who works with her fingers. She does not use paintbrushes. She's a finger painter, and her pieces are so rich with dimension and emotion. I just want to encourage people to check that out. She's really interested in the representations of women in the media and in social justice and equity, and the show at the library will exemplify those themes. Again, that's the Bemidji Public Library. And the holiday season is just around the corner. It snuck right up on us. And at Gallery North today from 2 to 6 p.m., they'll be opening their holiday boutique. And they're going to be featuring jeweler Rachel Davey. But in addition to the jewelry, Rachel creates window prisms and all kinds of beautiful holiday ornaments. And the gallery also carries the work of several other regional artists. So I encourage people to check their shop out today. It's really cool. And you can get an original piece of art to give as a gift. And the Northwest Indian Community Development Center is featuring art by area Indigenous artists today from 4 to 7 p.m. And that's another place you might want to check out for a one-of-a-kind, thoughtful, and truly regionally relevant gift. The Northern Indian Community Development Center is located right next to Slumberland on Bemidji Avenue. this weekend, Bemidji High School is opening and putting on their performance of Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's just going on this weekend at the Bemidji High School. And want to remind folks that next weekend, The Sound of Music is opening, and Bemidji Community Theater is putting that on at the Chief Theater. And the Watermark Art Center, who puts together the First Friday Art Walk, if you go to their website, watermarkartcenter.org, you can find an interactive map of all the stuff going on in Bemidji for First Friday tonight. Speaking of Watermark, next Saturday, they're continuing their featured poet. They have poets reading in public spaces. They've been to the airport. They've been to the fire station. They've been to the courtyard of a coffee shop. They do it once a month, and the next one will be next Saturday, the 11th, and Anthony Swan will be sharing his poetry at the Beltrami History Center. And I featured Anthony on Area Voices a few months ago. I'd encourage people to go check him out. And also next Saturday, the 11th, the Crossing Arts Gallery in Brainerd will be opening their Kringle Market, where they'll be selling original art by more than 70 members that are all based around the Brainerd Lakes area. So again, that's local artists, buy their wares, give your friends and family something one of a kind. They'll love it. They'll never forget it. So, and one more thing in Park Rapids this week, Zarango, it's a flamenco group who I interviewed them at the state fair. Phenomenal. They'll be performing on the 9th at the middle school in Park Rapids. So I want to encourage folks in the Park Rapids area to go check out Zarango as well. And I'm sure there's tons more going on, but that's what I've got for right now. So again, $10 a month, you can get drawing classes from Diamond at the Headwaters School. So that's on the table.
That's three gongs.
Thanks, Katie. Good to hear from you.
Have a great day.
You too. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the citizens of Minnesota, and people like you who care about the arts and are members of Northern Community Radio.